The nuclear power plant at Pickering on the shores of Lake Ontario holds some of the oldest reactors in North America. Environmentalists have long argued that the 30-year-old reactors in the Pickering power plant should be mothballed. But a couple of years ago, Ontario Power Generation said it would completely overhaul the reactors, estimating a cost of about $1 billion Canadian. But the cost, complexity, and time it would take to do the work turned out to be more than anyone expected. The scheduled reopening has now been twice delayed, and the cost of doing the work has already soared to more than $2 billion. While environmentalists in the Great Lakes region may take heart at the delays and the increased costs, the Ontario government is sticking with it. Senior officials at the plant say no matter what the cost, refurbishing is by far the best option for the province. They say even carrying the $2 billion price tag, it would be competitive with other energy sources such as gas and oil. And in that context, they say, it still makes commercial sense. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.